again.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
A 12 o'clock update is sponsored by ET Foods, where your family's food dollar goes farther. They're not fancy, but they're friendly. And by Strang Heating and Electric, serving Southwest Wisconsin for over 100 years. They are your total contractor for sales, installation, and service.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Speaker Mike Johnson getting help from across the aisle to ward off a recall vote by hardline Republicans.
It's the death knell for Marjorie Taylor Greene's threats to topple Speaker Mike Johnson. In a statement, House Democratic leaders point to the bipartisan passage of the foreign aid bill and say it's time to turn the page on what they call pro-Putin Republican obstruction. These top Democrats vow they'll join with Republicans to table a motion to vacate if Congresswoman Greene brings it up for a vote.
ABC's Stephen Portnoy. A judge fined Donald Trump $9,000 for a gag order violations, barring Trump from making disparaging comments about witnesses and court staff in the hush money trial. An Oregon man battling cancer has gone public to claim the $1.3 billion Powerball jackpot. Charlie Safin is an immigrant from Laos, and he's splitting the winnings, he says, with his friend who was part of the lottery pool. And residents in Oklahoma are cleaning up after a tornado outbreak Monday. Severe storms on the march from the southwest to the midwest today. This is ABC News. Police and paramedics in Austin are on high alert after dozens of possible overdoses were reported across the city Monday. Austin Travis County EMS Division Chief Angela Carr says this is a situation that they haven't seen in years.
Austin Travis County EMS has responded to over 30 suspected overdoses. Unfortunately, we also suspect potentially 4 deaths from this surge so far.
Local 911 responders say they usually receive 2 or 3 overdose calls per day, but Monday saw 1,000% increase in call volume. Police in East London confirmed the death of a 14-year-old boy following a brazen sword attack outside a Metro tube station. 4 others, including 2 police officers, were injured before the suspect, a 36-year-old man, was taken into custody. And a royal return for King Charles today as he resumes his public duties. The king traveling to a cancer center in London with Queen Camilla. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Great news! Strang's at Richland Center is not closing. Instead, we're excited to announce that they will be under new ownership. They continue proudly to offer top-quality products from trusted brands like Lennox, Goodman, A. O. Smith, NEC, and many more. At Strang's, quality is not just a promise, it's the hallmark. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Strang's has always been about people helping people, and your satisfaction is their priority. Experience the legacy of Strang's under new ownership. The same reliability you've known for years, now with a fresh perspective. Strang's, where experience meets commitment, and they're here to serve you better than ever before. Welcome to the News at Noon on WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center. The News at Noon brings you a look at local and area news, the vital statistics, the latest weather, and today's farm news and markets. This edition of the News at Noon is sponsored by Court and Main Furniture and Mattress, Simpson's Tractor, WCCU Credit Union, Center Pharmacy, Gokenauer Insurance, Cardinal Glass CG, Allied Ready Mix, Southwest Tech, Colloy Contracting, BL Signs, ET Foods, Sunshine and Giggles, Foggy Bottom Woodworks, PMI Windows, and Tony and Dana Doherty Rural Mutual Insurance. And now stay tuned for today's News at Noon.
Good afternoon. It is a sunny 63 degrees in Richland Center at 12:04. Our forecast calls for sun giving way to more clouds later this afternoon, but pleasant with a high of 70. Tonight, cloudy with showers likely by late evening, maybe a thunderstorm, a low of 50. And tomorrow, partly cloudy, breezy and mild, pleasant again with a high of 71 and west winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, we have light easterly winds, and after a low this morning of 43, it is a sunny 63 degrees.
Making the transition to a smaller space can be overwhelming, but with A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, it doesn't have to be. Our knowledgeable team will help you select the perfect pieces to create a cozy and functional living space that fits your needs and budget. From lift chairs to adjustable beds and small dining sets, we have a variety of comfortable and affordable options to choose from. Visit our showroom today at 172 South Church Street and let us help you make your new house feel like home.
Sunshine and Giggles has the philosophy that children learn through play. Sunshine and Giggles staff will strive to develop a stimulating, inviting classroom atmosphere in which children are free to explore and learn at their own pace. Sunshine and Giggles Child Care Center is now enrolling children 6 weeks to 12 years. For more information, please call 608-649-5501. Sunshine and Giggles in Richland Center. It's the season for savings from Simpson's Tractor, your new Holland dealer in Richland Center. Now through June 30th, get special offers, hay tools and spreaders, tractors of all sizes, from subcompacts to utility to high horsepower tractors, and commercial utility equipment, including skid steer loaders, loader backhoes, and compact excavators. Get all the details today at Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, ready to keep you on track this season with excellent parts and service.
Good afternoon. It's 63 degrees in Richland Center at 12:06. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Protesters are calling for the University of Wisconsin in Madison to cut ties with Israel. They've been camping on campus since yesterday morning. University of Wisconsin-Madison leaders say they'll talk to protesters about their demands only after they remove an encampment they put up on campus. Protest leaders tell reporters any decisions they make depend on how the UW responds to their demands to cut all ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Pro-Palestine demonstrators across the country started building similar encampments in April. About 200 people rallied Monday at UW-Milwaukee. A new CBS News poll finds Donald Trump and President Biden about even in Wisconsin. The survey of registered voters finds 50% back Trump, while 49% support Biden. 33% tell the poll the economy is going fairly good or very good, while 65% think it's very bad or fairly bad. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is putting out an alert following a confirmed case of measles in southern Wisconsin. DHS says someone who is now confirmed to have the measles made several stops last week, Monday, while contagious. If you were at the Madison Avenue Quick Trip in Milton, SSM Health in Racine and Janesville, the U Break Eye Fix on East Washington in Madison, or the Noodles and Company on Cottage Grove Road in Madison, you may have been exposed. If you are coming down with a cold or illness, please contact your doctor immediately. Calling it his way of fulfilling a campaign promise, Governor Tony Evers kicked off his 2024 Pothole Patrol Tour on a street in Stevens Point Monday. Evers says residents can expect more road work like this wherever they travel, thanks to last year's increase in shared revenue. He said there's double the amount of money for localities to fix the roads thanks to the bipartisan effort. Evers says he also uses the Pothole Patrol Tour to raise awareness about work zone safety. 9 people were killed in work zone accidents in Wisconsin last year. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has announced the 2024 spring hearing questions, and results are now available. More than 18,800 people responded to the 2024 spring hearing questionnaire, either in person April 8th or online April 10th through 13th. The results and questions are available on the DNR website. The annual spring hearing is an opportunity for the public to provide input on a wide array of natural resources-related proposed rule change questions presented by the DNR and advisory questions presented by the Conservation Congress. The public also has the opportunity to provide input on resolutions that members of the public previously submitted. Public input received through this process is advisory to Natural Resources Board members. Department staff and anyone working on these issues, results from the public input will be considered by the Conservation Congress at their annual convention in May and will be forwarded to the DNR and Natural Resources Board in June. Among them, votes at the annual spring DNR survey show Wisconsin residents want to restrict wake surfing. That was just one of the topics up for vote. On a vote of 10,274 to 3,363, residents agreed they want the state to take action to ban excessive wakes on lakes smaller than 1,500 acres and require any wake surfing on lakes that are large enough to allow for it to take place at least 700 feet from shore. That is far more restrictive than a plan forwarded by Republican lawmakers last fall. The bill would have allowed wakeboarding on lakes as small as 50 acres, but it failed to advance. If you're not saving for retirement, you're not alone. AARP reports that one in five Americans 50 and older have no retirement savings. Public News Service says that Wisconsin does not have state-operated retirement accounts yet. Supporters of that initiative hope legislators will work to create the infrastructure needed to keep Wisconsinites here in their golden years. A property owner was cited for starting a house on fire. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received a call of a structure fire at 2492 Highway 81 in the town of Lima Saturday night, around 8:30. It was originally reported that Jane McPhail, 51, living at the address, intentionally lit the structure on fire. Grant County deputies conducted an initial investigation and arrested Jane McPhail for arson. A Dane County man is charged with sending a threatening message to the campaign office of Republican Senate candidate Eric Hovde. Authorities say the message from 72-year-old Joseph Quaid indicated the campaign office might blow up. Quaid admitted to police he sometimes gets a little political, but he didn't remember making the threat. He also conceded that he sometimes has too much to drink and gets carried away, but he's trying not to do it anymore. He's due in court later this week on a felony charge of making a terrorist threat. The Grant County Sheriff's Office received an iPhone crash detection notification regarding a possible crash on County Highway A west of Lancaster Wednesday night around 10:30. While a deputy was en route to investigate the report, the Sheriff's Office received another call from a resident on County A west of Pine Knob Road stating there had been a crash somewhere near 7824 County A. The investigating deputy located the crash near 7908 County A. The investigating deputy learned that Thomas Bennett, 19, of rural Lancaster, had been traveling west on County A. Bennett said that he had swerved to miss a deer in the road, lost control of his truck, entered the ditch on the south side of the road, struck a mailbox, rolled the truck an unknown number of times, hit a traffic sign, and came to rest in the ditch on the south side of the road. A friend of Bennett's attempted to pull his truck from the ditch and from the scene. However, the truck entered the ditch on the north side of the road. The investigating deputy learned that Bennett had drunk alcoholic beverages prior to the crash. Thomas Bennett was cited for violation of absolute sobriety law and for failure to maintain control of motor vehicle. Bennett sustained minor injuries in the crash, was evaluated by EMS, and refused transport to a hospital. A Milwaukee woman is going to prison for shooting another woman in the back of the head. Victim Asiya Dennis survived the March 2023 shooting on Milwaukee's south side. Irma Bowie pleaded guilty on Wednesday for shooting Dennis in a dispute over missing car keys. Bowie was arrested in Louisiana the following month. She was sentenced to 15 years in prison, followed by 5 years extended supervision. Heroic action by a Milwaukee area 8th grader. Glendale middle schooler A.C. Holland III was on a bus full of students Wednesday afternoon when the driver had a medical emergency. He tells Fox 6 Milwaukee he felt the bus accelerate and then saw the driver's head go to the steering wheel. As the bus veered into oncoming traffic, A.C. grabbed the steering wheel, hit the brakes, and pulled to the curb safely. The driver of the bus, who woke up after A.C.'s quick action, is receiving medical care. Another driver finished the route. A very unusual puppy is up for adoption. Vets with Wisconsin Humane Society noticed an unusual hind leg on a recently surrendered 6-month-old puppy named Bella. X-rays showed that an entire extra set of bones in that leg fused together. She also has a 9-toed paw on that leg. Shelter says, though Bella suffers from a rare condition known as demelia, which is characterized by the duplication of bones, she currently walks and runs comfortably. Bella is considered a five-legged dog and she'll be made available for adoption at the Humane Society's Kenosha campus. A major renovation is underway at the Milwaukee County Zoo. A new indoor and outdoor area for rhinos and new recreation space for hippos is part of the zoo's Adventure Africa initiative. Milwaukee County and the Zoological Society of Milwaukee are providing over $23 million for the new exhibit. Following completion next year, the zoo hopes to acquire endangered eastern black rhinos. The project broke ground last Thursday. It's 64 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 12:15. Monday is Holocaust Remembrance Day. That's next on WRCO's News at Noon.
Cost is often a major consideration when evaluating college prospects. And with tuition rates continuing to rise, not to mention all the other expenses related to attendance, many would-be students are easily priced out of a university education. Southwest Tech offers the perfect solution. Tuition is about 45% less than in-state tuition at a four-year university. Tour Southwest Tech and see everything that it has to offer. With more than 60 programs to choose from at Southwest Tech, this is where you belong.
As a company founded by farmers, Rural Mutual Insurance has long understood the unique needs of the Wisconsin ag industry and the people who work hard in it every day. Tony and Dana Doherty, Rural Mutual Insurance offers farm families the best advice, personalized coverage, and fast claim service. And as Wisconsin's number one farm insurer, you can be confident that your farm is properly protected with Rural Mutual. Call Tony or Dana Doherty at 647-2972 to get a farm insurance quote from the leaders in the field.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation. Transform your space with Foggy Bottom Woodworks, your ultimate destination for custom craftsmanship and quality. They offer a seamless experience as your one-stop shop for custom cabinetry, millwork, countertops, and flooring options. Their cabinets, unlike box store options, are meticulously crafted from plywood. Say no to ordinary and yes to extraordinary. Visit Foggy Bottom Woodworks at 555 East Warehouse Street in Muscadet or call them at 739-4440.
It's 64 degrees in Richland Center. WRCO News Time is 12:18. Monday is Holocaust Remembrance Day. From 1941 to 1945, during World War II, the Holocaust took place. During that time, not only did many people of Jewish descent die, others did as well. Alan Morwick is a tech ed teacher at Richland Center High School whose father was a Holocaust survivor.
Typically, when I mention or people mention or even read regarding the Holocaust, almost immediately the focus is just on Jews. 11 million people were killed, but it was not just a Jewish tragedy. It was a human tragedy because there were 5 million non-Jews that were killed as well. 6 million Jews and 5 million non-Jews. But typically you don't hear much about the other 5 million that perished during the Holocaust. Now, when you talk about such large numbers, 5 million of anything, the next number is 6. So 5 to 6, yeah, it's only 1 million people. But 1 million people less is the difference between the non-Jews and the Jews that were killed during the Holocaust. But you hear very little regarding the non-Jews. I strongly believe that the Holocaust was not a Jewish tragedy, that it was a human tragedy. And I don't think that that's taught enough.
Morwick has traveled around the country to tell others what his father experienced.
My father's name was Chaim Baruch Yeruchim Muravietz. And I told him on his deathbed, right before he took his last breath, that I will continue to tell the story of how he survived and how others survived, and more importantly, to help those that are less fortunate than you and I. That first year that he refused to come out to Colorado, it was only that first year. And so for the next 9 consecutive years until he passed away, I would drag my father out from New York to Colorado, and I would drag him during Holocaust Awareness Week to a multitude of different venues for me to tell this man's story, as this man sat up front with me when I told his story to folks around this country, to know what had happened to him, to know and to learn what it means to have such hatred against another human being. These people did absolutely nothing for them to be punished by death. Absolutely nothing, except have a different religion and different customs than you and I.
To help those who are less fortunate, the Holocaust Shoe Project was founded.
This is my 24th year doing this, and I've collected almost 45,000 pairs of shoes, which have all have gone to organizations for the needy. My father, the first year I did this, he refused to come out to even be in the same room with me when I told his story. And that's how the Shoe Project got its origin. It was because I thought about, okay, I'm still going to tell your story, Dad, but even though you're not going to be here, what can I ask my dad to send me that could represent him? And it took me a little bit, but then as I was doing my research regarding the Holocaust, I saw, again, photographs of concentration camps that were liberated. There were photos of heaping piles of clothing, heaping piles of eyeglasses and shaving bowls and straight razors, but there were also heaping piles of shoes. And these shoes once belonged to the people that were killed. They were probably killed in one of the gas chambers because they were told that they were going to shower and they should take off all their clothing, all their shoes, and remember where they left it so they can come back to get their belongings when their shower is done. However, instead of water coming out of the shower heads, it was Zyklon B gas, which was really rat poison.
Those photos gave Alan Morawick the idea of which item to ask his father for, which also helped create the Shoe Project.
I was thinking about what I can have my dad send me that belongs to him that I can have in the room while I'm telling his story. After I did that research and saw the piles of clothing and piles of shoes, that's when I said, "Oh, Dad, do you have a pair of shoes that you don't wear anymore? And that you can send me that I can represent you, because, you know, there are so many sayings in regards to shoes. You don't really understand a person until you're walking in their shoes." So asking a former Holocaust survivor to give an article of clothing to somebody is a very daunting task. They don't want to give things away, because even though the shoes, when I got them, didn't have hardly any tread on the soles, it was still a good enough pair of shoes to wear if you didn't have any. My dad sent me that pair of shoes that I still have today. And that was the catalyst that said, "Hey, you know what? I know about the shoes and the Holocaust, and I know those photos from when the Allied troops liberated these concentration camps and in labor camps, they found all these piles of clothes, including piles of shoes." And so that's when I thought about, oh, wait a second, how about I do a shoe drive?
If you would like to donate shoes to the Holocaust Shoe Project, you can drop them off at the Richland Center High School. You can also have a chance to hear Alan Morawick speak about the Holocaust and stories told to him from his father, a Holocaust survivor. Morawick will be speaking at the Brewer Public Library this Saturday at 10:30. The presentation is open to the public. He will also be speaking at the Richland Center High School on Monday morning and then at Riverdale High School that afternoon. The second in a series of third congressional district primary forums will be held Wednesday night at 6:30 at the Student Union Theater in La Crosse on the UW-La Crosse campus. The forum will air from 6:30 to 8 on WRCE. The forum includes Rebecca Cook, Katrina Shanklin, and Eric Wilson, who are running to replace Derek Van Orden in Congress. The 3rd Congressional District covers the southwestern part of Wisconsin, plus a cut across to Stevens Point. A third forum will be held June 16th at UW-Platteville, with the final forum set for July 12th at CVTC in Eau Claire. The Richland Center High School FFA is holding its plant sale this week. The greenhouse is overflowing with plants and flowers. Check them out and support the RCHS FFA this Thursday and Friday between 8 and 3:30. Enter through the main high school entrance and check in at the office. You will need your driver's license to check in. On Saturday, stop by from 8 to noon for plants and brats. Park near the greenhouse on the back side of the high school and enter through door 21. All proceeds will support the Richland Center FFA. The Coon Creek Community Watershed Council will be holding their Coon Creek Conservation Day Saturday at the site of the nation's first watershed conservation project. This year's event includes musical talent by Molly B. and Friends. Molly B. is probably best known for her nationwide show on RFD-TV, the Molly B. Polka Party, but she also hit the big screen in 2018, making an appearance in the Clint Eastwood movie, The Mule. Molly B. and Friends will perform at 5 Saturday night at Valley Conservation Day on the Coon Valley Dairy Supply Company on Highway 14. Information about tickets is available at CoonCreekWatershed.org/Valley Conservation Day. The Richland Center High School bands will present their spring concert Monday night at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. The featured performing groups will be the Freshman Concert Band and Symphonic Band. You are invited to enjoy an evening of band music Monday night in the Richland Center School Auditorium and to help the band celebrate the many successes of the students. Cost of admission is $5. Senior citizens will be admitted for free. County Road II is closed again today until 3 o'clock for culvert replacement. The closure will extend from County Road I to Ryan Drive. It's 64 sunny degrees in Richland Center at 1227. Today's vital statistics are next.
Wherever you are in southwest Wisconsin, you're always close to someone who has trusted BL Signs. The van you're meeting with a great rap, the business sign that makes you feel welcome before you even get out of the car, or the restaurant sign that makes you hungry the moment you see it. BL Signs is the trusted source for projects done well, done on time, and done on budget. The best start for any signage project is BL Signs of Richland Center. Online at blsignage.com.
Life is all about relationships. Shouldn't your insurance be too? At Charles Gokenauer Insurance, they build business one relationship at a time. Finding an agent you know and trust can make all the difference when you have a question or a claim. The Gokenauer Agency is your representative of Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company, serving Richland Center and the surrounding area. Call the Gokenauer Insurance Agency today to experience fast, friendly service from its local staff for Mount Morris Mutual Insurance Company. They'll be there when you need them the most. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center.
Hi, this is Lisa from ET Foods. Spring Smoker's Special, Smithfield Bone-In Pork Loins, 99 cents a pound. Baby back ribs, singles and three packs, $2.75 a pound. Meaty back ribs, $2.75 a pound. Spare ribs, $2.25 a pound. Needle tenderized sirloin steaks, $6 a pound. Turkey drumsticks, $2.95 a pound. Lemon pepper young whole chickens, $1.25 a pound. And chicken halves, $1.50 a pound. Don't forget the Cedar Crest ice cream. Shop ET Foods, where your food dollar goes a little farther. Located 2 miles north of Ithaca on Jaquish South Road. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 8 to 6. Sundays, 8 to 4. Closed Mondays and holidays.
Spring is here, and Colloy Contracting is looking to take care of the unwanted brush on your property. Jake has the equipment, the experience, and the expertise to get your property back into tip-top shape. Colloy Contracting will bring in the heavy-hitting brush cutter to remove the invasive brush and spray those areas to ensure that your property will stay free and clear for years to come. Call Jake today at 608-604-6396. And remember, there is no job too big and no brush too tall. Colloy Contracting. 604-6396.
It's a sunny 64 degrees in Richland Center at 1229 on this Tuesday, April 30th. Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Mary Louise Gust, 67 of Spring Green, died April 21st. A funeral mass was held this morning at 11 o'clock. Bernice M. Stanick, 98 of Hillsboro, died Thursday at home. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Burial will be in the Mount Vernon Cemetery in Hillsboro. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro today from 4 to 8. Friends may also call at St. Aloysius Catholic Church tomorrow morning from 10 to 11. Survivors of Bernice Stanick include her daughter, Cheryl and Tom Geary of Hillsboro, two granddaughters, and many nieces and nephews. Bernice M. Stanick, 98, of Hillsboro. Joseph N. Schmitz, 96, of Bear Valley in Sauk City, died Monday. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Friday at Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center Thursday from 4 to 7. Friends may also call at the church Friday from 9:30 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to the St. Killian Cemetery Association, Nativity of the Blessed Virgin Mary Catholic Church in Keysville, or the Bear Valley Fire Department. Joseph Schmitz is survived by his wife of 71 years, Catherine, four children, John Schmitz and Jean Tretow Schmitz of Madison, David and Kathleen Schmitz of Dodgeville, Mike and Cynthia Schmitz of Oconomowoc, and Larry Schmitz and Roseanne Drake Schmitz of Madison. Daughter-in-law Mary Schmitz of Marshfield, 13 grandchildren, 17 great-grandchildren, 9 godchildren, 32 nieces and nephews, sister-in-law Lindy Schmitz, and many other relatives and friends. Joseph N. Schmitz, 96, of Bear Valley in Sauk City. Gerald Allen, Jerry Anear, 82, of Richland Center, died Sunday at Schmidt Woodland Hills. Funeral services will be held at 11:30 Friday at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with burial to follow in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Friday from 10 until the time of service at 11:30. Jerry Anear is survived by two sisters, Barbara Meeker of Milton and Betty and Bob Kropp of Oregon, sister-in-law Eva Lou Anear of Union Grove, nieces and nephews, 16 great-nieces and nephews, a great-great-nephew, and many other relatives and friends. Gerald Allen, Jerry Anear, 82, of Richland Center. Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92, of Lime Ridge, died Saturday. A funeral mass will be held at 11:30 Saturday at Holy Angels Catholic Church in Laval. Burial will follow in St. Boniface Catholic Church in Lime Ridge. Friends may call at the Farber Funeral Home in Reedsburg Friday from 4 until 7. Friends may also call at Holy Angels Catholic Church Saturday from 10:30 until the time of service at 11:30. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to Sacred Heart School in Reedsburg. Jean Kinsman is survived by 10 children, John, David, Marilyn, Joanne, Paul, James, Mary Beth, Susan, Annette, and Mark, and their spouses and partners, 73 grandchildren and great-grandchildren, a sister, Doris Alt, in-laws, Mary Lou Kinsman and Ron Engerman, nieces and nephews. Jean Elizabeth Kinsman, 92, of Lime Ridge. Catherine Rose Hendricks, 75, of Boaz, died Sunday at the Richland Hospital. A private service will be held at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center, with a burial to be held in the Dayton Corner Cemetery. In lieu of flowers, memorials in Catherine's name may be directed to Richland Woodland or to Schmidt Woodland Hills, Harriet Reese. Catherine Hendricks is survived by her husband, Sam, son, Derek Stark of Clearwater, Florida, siblings, Sherry Cirio, Jackie and Tom Rogan, and Bob and Tara Frank, many nieces and nephews, mother-in-law, Jennifer and Jason Gillette, father-in-law, Matthew Hendricks, sisters and brothers-in-law, Sue Benford, Steve Hendricks, Sally and Ken Oz, and Stanley Hendricks, step-grandchildren and great-grandchildren, step-nieces and nephews, and special friends Jan Kipke, Nancy Perkins, and Fuzz and Nancy McCauley. Catherine Rose Hendricks, 75, of Boaz.
It's good to look into the windows you'll be looking out. The perfect place to look into new windows is PMI Windows of Lone Rock. PMI offers premium vinyl windows custom made to order with the latest advancements in glass and hardware technologies, fusion welded frames and sashes, and the industry's best lifetime no-nonsense transferable warranty. Windows are not all created equal. Let PMI custom tailor premium vinyl windows just for you. Call 583-7200 for a free estimate.
In a world with so many things being the same, it's kind of fun to find something different. At WCCU Credit Union, we are striving to be that different kind of financial, a place that offers you the best of both worlds. Whether you want to do business in person or online, we have local people you know and trust, along with secure and robust online banking. Also, we have some awesome rates on savings, loans, and checking, too. For more information or to compare our rates, stop on in to any of our WCCU offices or visit us online at wccucreditunion.coop. All deposits are federally insured by NCUA.
Helping you build a better life, WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Hi, this is Kendra Allied Ready Mix in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Allied Ready Mix is a local, family-owned business with plants located in Lancaster and Muscadet. We provide high-quality concrete for your commercial, agricultural, and residential needs in the surrounding area. Give us a call today at 608-723-3396 so we can provide the materials that you need for your project. Allied Ready Mix, where service and quality come together.
No matter how old you are, taking the right medication at the right time can be a challenge. If you struggle with medication or just want a convenient way to organize and store your pills, medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy is for you. The handy packets can slip into your pocket or purse when going out and are great for travel, eliminating the need to bring all your pill bottles. Enjoy the safety and convenience of medication packaging from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
Anniversary wishes go out today to Ed and Ann Keller and Joseph and Courtney Clone. Best wishes to you from Center Pharmacy and Boscobel Pharmacy.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
How's it going today? This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, I hope you're enjoying that sunshine out there. Sure is pretty, with temperatures relatively seasonal today. There is a low pressure system in front gathering, though, out in the Plain States, causing some pockets of showers and thunderstorms in Missouri, western Iowa, stretching up through the Dakotas. That area will get quite active late this afternoon with some severe weather expected from southern Minnesota south through Iowa, parts of Missouri and Kansas. High winds, hail, and tornadoes all possible out that way. The system should weaken a bit, though, as it heads our way tonight. So probably not going to get much in the way of severe weather here, but a pretty good soaking. Probably at least a quarter to a half inch of rainfall. That'll be ending before daybreak tomorrow. So we should be back to some sunshine and breezy conditions tomorrow, just in time for the next storm to move in from the southwest by early Thursday morning. That one will pack quite a punch with plenty of moisture coming up from the Gulf of Mexico. We could see widespread rain amounts over an inch through late Thursday night. We should dry off on Friday, just in time for another front to move in Saturday to bring us a bit of rain, but it does not look as impressive as the Thursday system. Here's a forecast for the rest of today. Sunshine giving way to more cloud cover later in the afternoon. Pleasant high temperatures near 70. Variable wind becoming south at 5 to 10. Cloudy tonight with showers likely by late evening. Maybe a thunderstorm, low at 50. Tomorrow should be partly cloudy, breezy, and mild. High temperature 71 with a west wind of 10 to 20. Wednesday night, showers developing later on, low 48s. Thursday breezy with occasional showers and thunderstorms. Heavy rain possible at times with a high of 64. Into Friday we go with partly sunny skies, kind of breezy. Low 47, high 69. Saturday mostly cloudy with 60% chance of showers. Low 43 with a high of 62. Sunday should be partly cloudy and nice with a high of 68. Monday's high 72 and partly cloudy. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a sunny 64 degrees in Richland Center. After a high yesterday of 63, our low this morning was 43. Our high so far today is our current temperature of 64. The record high for this state was set in 1952 at 87. The record low, 21, was set in 1956. Last year's high was 43 with a low of 38. Sunset tonight will be at 8:02 with sunrise tomorrow at 5:55. Currently in Richland Center, we have southwesterly winds at 5 miles per hour. The barometer is down to 29.89 and no precipitation to report. It's currently a sunny 64 degrees in Richland Center.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com. The Farm Journal Report with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Burnham Lumber Company of Rui, providing agricultural, commercial, and residential buildings, materials, and equipment since 1954.
A soil health initiative based on a massive expansion of cover crops. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Spearheaded by the Soybean Checkoff, the Pork Checkoff, and the National Corn Growers Association, Farmers for Soil Health is on a mission to have 30 million cover crop acres in the U.S. by 2030. Jack Cornell of the United Soybean Board says the group got a $95 million federal grant 3 years ago to pursue that goal.
$70 million of that is going directly to cost share for farmers to take on cover crops. Another $20 million is going towards technical assistance, helping farmers to access those dollars and then also access how to do cover crops or any of those conservation practices. So it's not just a cover crop program. It's really to help them facilitate a lot of different things. And then there's another $5 million there that's really to help facilitate the creation of a marketplace for farmers to participate to sell their commodities that are raised under climate smart practices to really access additional funding.
Cornell says other national organizations got on board and 20 states as well.
State commodity groups participated and said, this is what the technical assistance needs to look like in my state. So some of them are farmer advisors. Some have state commodity staff that's helping them. Some of them, they're working with soil and water conservation districts.
Find out more on the show info page at northshoreproductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, May 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, Walsh's of Richland Center in Muscadet will be having a lawn and garden sale. Select garden tools and Miracle-Gro products are on sale and many other items. Also, the annual dirt sale that everyone enjoys will be going on during that time as well. Plus, on Friday, Ace and Richland Center will be having a grilling event in the parking lot. So stop in either of Muscadet or Richland Center to get these and many wonderful items. And as always, and thank you, we appreciate your business.
Greet announcement. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Updated biofuel tax credit guidelines for both farmers and the biofuels industry are expected today. Brownfield's Larry Lee has more from Washington, D.C.
The Greenhouse Gases, Regulated Emissions, and Energy Use and Technologies, or GREET model, helps federal officials calculate emissions and other environmentally important data. That data is then used to set tax credits for producers. Paul Winters with the Clean Fuels Alliance says biofuel producers are used to the existing dollar per gallon blender credit, but
next year this transitions to a producer tax credit, so they will be applying for that credit directly. And everyone's still wondering what the value of that credit's going to be.
Jared Mullendor with the Renewable Fuels Association says the expected new tax credits are supposed to benefit farmers as well as biofuel producers.
We've been assured that climate smart ag practices, whether that's fertilizer use or cover cropping, that those are going to be part of the calculation. Now that's going to vary farm by farm and state by state and county by county.
From the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Washington Watch, I'm Larry Lee, Brownfield Ag News.
The EPA's updated herbicide strategy was a focus during a House Appropriations Committee hearing this morning. North Carolina Republican Chuck Edwards said the strategy could add significant costs and new regulatory burdens to the ag community.
Many farmers say that they might go broke trying to comply with these new restrictions, while others wouldn't even have a choice.
EPA Administrator Michael Regan responded by saying the agency's plan will minimize disruptions to farmers.
No farmer should wake up in the middle of a growing season and have to choose or take a tool out of the toolbox.
EPA is expected to release its final herbicide strategy in August. U.S. ag export demand is suffering from excess global supplies and a strong U.S. dollar. CoBank economist Tanner Emke says there is a surplus of grain globally.
We got record crops down in South America, corn and beans. We got record crops in the Black Sea with Russia. And then we have a strong dollar on top of all of that.
Emke says U.S. consumers continue to spend despite inflationary pressure, which is keeping the value of the dollar elevated. And an economic analysis of the 2023 corn crop shows it wasn't budget-friendly for farmers. Brad Zwilling with Illinois Farm Business Management tells Brownfield.
When we look at cost to produce corn in 23, when we compare it to 22, they were higher in all areas of the state. Even though we even had higher yields, we had greater fertility costs, seed costs, machinery depreciation, and then also we had higher non-land costs, and then also our land costs went up as well.
Zwilling says some of those costs, such as fertility, are projected to decline this year. Zwilling encourages producers to update their crop budgets frequently throughout the year to keep up with their operations break-evens. I'm Mark Dorenkamp with Brownfield Ag News.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 Revax field scale demonstration trials.
World Pork Expo returns to the Iowa State Fairgrounds in Des Moines June 5th and 6th. With thousands of attendees, hundreds of exhibitors, and 2 full days full of events, this is where the pork world comes together. Register now to see the latest industry innovations, connect with other professionals, and experience the world's largest pork-specific trade show. Visit worldpork.org and secure your spot at Pork's premier event.
direct cash cattle trade is quiet and cash hogs have no comparison at midday. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with the Brownfield Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activity remains quiet. Bids and asking prices still haven't surfaced. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Kansas, Nebraska, and Colorado, but lower in Texas. It's likely significant trade volume is going to hold down until at least midweek or later. Boxed beef is mixed at midday and light to moderate demand for light offerings. Choice down $1.49 at $2.96.04. Select is up 70 cents at $2.90.91. At the Joplin Regional Stockyards in Missouri, feeders were $2 to $5 higher, with five weight steers up to $13 higher. Feeder heifers sold from $2 lower to $4 higher. The USDA says supply was moderate and demand was good. Medium and large one feeder steers, 600 to 646 pounds, brought $280 to $305. Feeder steers, 803 to 840 pounds, brought $239 to $251.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 750 to 797 pounds, brought $222 to $245. Cash hog prices have no comparison at midday, but a decent round of purchases to start the day. This uptick in slaughter pace recently has had packers more aggressive in their procurement efforts, forcing them to bid up. Demand has been a bright spot lately as U.S. pork continues to be a hot commodity on the global market. Monthly trade data is out this week, which should provide some additional data. Domestic demand has been picking up as summer grilling season is just around the corner, and the industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs and hog weights, which provides some insight on total production. Bears and gilts at the National Daily Direct had a weighted average of 90.72. No comparisons at the Iowa, Minnesota, but a weighted average of 90.69 in the Western Corn Belt had a weighted average of 90.41. Prices at the Eastern Corn Belt were not reported due to confidentiality. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets are steady at $50. At Illinois, slaughter sow prices were steady with moderate demand for moderate to heavy offerings at $42 to $54. Barrels and gilts were steady with moderate demand for moderate offerings at $51 to $61. And pork values were weak at midday, down 28 cents at $98.72. Bellies were sharply lower. The rest of the primals were higher to sharply higher. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Any lender can tell you about banking, but few know the business ins and outs of farming and ranching. That's where Compere Financial stands apart. We are here with unparalleled ag industry expertise, a forward-thinking mindset to identify your challenges and opportunities, and the ability to support smart decision-making for your operation. Visit Compere.com to get started today. Compere Financial is an equal opportunity lender and provider. Copyright 2023, all rights reserved.
The weather, the market, the soil. Corn farmers know some things are inconsistent, except for Valtima fungicide from BASF. It consistently outyields other fungicides on average by 7 bushels per acre, consistently wins in on-farm head-to-head comparisons, and consistently makes for happy farmers. Valtima fungicide. Visit RevaxFields.com for full results. Always read and follow label directions. Yield data based on summary of 2019 through 2022 RevX field scale demonstration trials.
Hi, it's Andrew Hoiberg from Calcium Products. Rapidly correct and maintain your soil pH with 98G pelletized limestone to protect your fertilizer investment. Applying 98G at 200 pounds per acre provides a 9.4 bushel increase on corn and a 3.1 bushel increase on soybeans. Ask your agronomist about your soil pH and applying 98G pelletized limestone this spring and learn more at calciumproducts.com.
Are you considering a residential or agricultural building? Then you'll want to contact Burnham Lumber of Rui today. Since 1954, Burnham Lumber uses only the finest materials to ensure years of durability. Their salesmen will work with you to create a custom-designed building to meet your exact specifications. Burnham's offers experienced crews with quality workmanship or material packages to build it yourself. Contact Burnham Lumber today for all your building needs and ask about building material packages.
Hogs are mixed. Soybeans, cattle, and corn are lower. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield Market Update. Work with Stein. Enjoy flexibility and unlimited earning potential at one of the most respected seed companies in the industry. Apply at steinseed.com/careers. Soybeans are lower today. U.S. plantings ahead of average, but there are more rain delays in the forecast this week. There's also spillover from bean oil, which has dropped in heavy deliveries, and losses in palm and crude oils. Also, soybean meal has given up its early gains. May beans are down 15 and a quarter at 11.45 and a half. July's down 19 and a half at 11.62 and a half. May bean meal on this first notice day is down 4.50 at 3.43.80. May soybean oil is 117 lower at 42.52. Corn's lower. The planting pace is faster than average, but still a little bit slower than expected, with more rain in many areas, at least for the next week. The trade's waiting to see the EPA's revised GREET model and the implications for ethanol demand. May's down 1.5 at 437 and three quarters. July's 3.75 lower at 445 and a half. And wheat's down. Contracts are overbought after the recent relative strength, and export demand remains slow. Forecasts look dry for most of the southwestern U.S. plains and now parts of Russia. May Chicago's down 5.5 at 584 and three quarters. May Kansas City's 20 and a quarter lower at 623 and a half. May Minneapolis is down 11.5 at 703 and three quarters. Live and feeder cattle are down sharply ahead of this week's direct business. There are a few asking prices at 186 live. Otherwise, things are very quiet. June live's down 242 at 174.72, and August is 272 lower at 172.95. August feeders are down 437 at 255.25. And on spread trade and short covering, June hogs are down 2 at 102.45. July's up 2 at 105.47. The gains continue to get a little bit better the further you get out. John Perkins, Brownfield.
Proper nutrition for your livestock is as close as Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. The team at the co-op is pleased to offer economy brand feed, providing a balanced ration at a great price without sacrificing quality. From a few bags to bulk on the farm delivery, they have you covered. Talk to the co-op for more details or to schedule a visit. Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut, Reedsburg, 524-3815.
What you need to know about refreezing foods. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield. As long as you are following food safety recommendations, it's okay to refreeze an item that has been thawed correctly. But USDA food safety specialist Meredith Carruthers says there are a few things you should keep in mind when you bring that item out from the freezer to thaw it again.
The thing that comes with refreezing is it's going to change the quality of the food, which might not be desirable for people. From a safety standpoint, like I've been saying, like you can safely do it, but if all of your variables are still in check, you can still safely refreeze things. It's just the more you freeze and thaw and freeze and thaw and freeze and thaw, it'll ultimately make the food drier. It'll have it start to lose some flavor. It might change the texture some, because what you're doing is changing that moisture distribution every time you're freezing and thawing. So the quality is going to diminish the more times you do that. Things like steaks, whole chicken breasts, chicken thighs, stuff like that is going to freeze pretty well and withstand a freeze and a thaw 1 to 2 times without being a huge detriment, but ground items or thinner items are, you know, going to start to dry out a little quicker than some of the bigger, like thicker items.
I'm Megan Grebner with Healthy Living on Brownfield.
This is your fungicide performance report brought to you by BASF. Today I'm speaking with Randy and Benji Schaefer from Western Wisconsin about their experience with Revitec and Veltima fungicide.
On the soybeans, we use some Revitec and the Veltima mainly on the corn. Veltima and Revitec are the clear answer for a fungicide program right now. So we want to thank you and BASF for the opportunity. And
yeah, we wouldn't run it on our own farm if we didn't believe it was the best fungicide to put out there. There's a lot of different research trials and studies and a lot of different fungicides out there. And sometimes you get what you pay for in those. But, you know, we're willing to put a good investment in our fungicide because we believe it'll provide the best ROI for us. It's really fun to watch the field come off. And I know Dad noticed it in the combine.
Thank you, Randy and Benji. To find out more, contact your local BASF representative or go to RevexFields.com.
Richards Insurance, we insure your peace of mind.
What did Mr. and Mrs. John McKay, George Spicer and his wife, and Hugh Gray all claim to see in 1933? the Loch Ness Monster. While Richards Insurance didn't see the Loch Ness Monster, it did provide quality insurance for the community. For 90 years, we have served our community with quality insurance options. With offices in Reedsburg and Ithaca, we have the agents and expertise to serve you. Visit RichardsInsure.com.
Call before you dig. April is National Safe Digging Month, and spring is a popular time for digging projects. Local energy companies encourage residents and contractors to call 811 before any digging projects. A quick call to 811 prior to planting trees or shrubs, fencing a yard, or building a playset can prevent a fine and potentially dangerous accident with gas or electric lines. It's not just about the call, it's the law, and it can keep you and your neighbors safe. Call 811 before you dig.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The judge in the hush money trial fined Donald Trump for repeatedly violating a limited gag order. ABC's John Santucci says Trump is already fundraising off the fine.
The reality is that Donald Trump for years has been told by advisors since he became a political candidate in 2015, rein it in, don't post this, don't do